The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
It's hard to drive through any town, village or city in the country at the minute without seeing vans parked up outside houses and people doing either renovations or extensions or attic conversions or any of the rest of it. John Fitzgerald, The Economist, was writing recently about how the manner in which capital is flowing through the building trade at the minute means that for a lot of the smaller builders, it is much more feasible to deliver works in the renovation and redevelopment area than it is new construction. Pete Finn is with us, Peter Finn, a.k.a. Pete the Builder, to tell us if you are considering doing any of this, what's worth doing and what actually adds value to the house and what to look out for. Pete, good morning.
Hey, Anton. How's things?
Peter or Pete?
Pete. My Pete. Friends call me Pete. My mother calls me Peter when I'm in trouble.
Grand. Okay, I'll keep out of your mother's territory and off for the other one. First of all, am I right, and is John Fitzgerald right in saying that an awful lot of the capital is flowing towards renovations, that that's where a lot of the work now is?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Look, there's a huge amount of work in every spectrum of construction at the moment. There's a housing crisis. There's the energy upgrades happening to people's homes. And then you just have exactly what you're just talking about there, domestic work that's happening on people's renovating their homes. It's very expensive to move. So people are, you know, even if they're considering moving, they have a look and then they say, do you know what? The uplifting cost, we'd be better off renovating our home. You know, the kids are in school. We like our house, but we like it a bit nicer. So they invest the money into their own home rather than moving.
And what is it that people are doing? Is it attic conversions? Is it extensions?
You name it. Like, I mean, I heard earlier on your cash caller earlier on won €150,000. And the first thing she said was she was going to renovate her house. And, you know, there's also, I heard Cash and Carry are doing a competition right there. So look, there's it's a broad spectrum. People have been living in their homes, and I know people hate talking about COVID, but the reality of it is when we were stuck in our homes during COVID, we were all looking around at our houses, and there was a huge uplift in people wanting to renovate their homes, doing garden works, that type of stuff. And that hasn't gone away. People, you know, some people got the works done then, some people simply couldn't get it done due to just lack of availability of trades, and that's still there. So it's kind of everywhere, you know. People love a new kitchen. People love open plan. People love just simply upgrading their homes. And, you know, I can totally understand it.
Now, a text that came in that said, before I look for a builder for renovations, who or what should I do? Interesting phraseology, but I'm with the general trust to coin a phrase. That's the thing I think that with a lot of this terrifies people. There is a sense, a bit like with mechanics, there is a sense that if you find a great one, marry them, but there's a big risk that you'll go the opposite way. How do you go about figuring out what you should do and how you find the right person to do it?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. And to be honest with you, I get asked this question quite a lot. And I've actually set up my own advice platform simply because of this. I like your mechanic analogy there because I know very little about cars. So I do have a trusted mechanic and I make sure that I give it to him because for the same thing. So I have an advice platform. It's called Let's Talk Homes. And people can go online there and they can book a consultation with me and they can tell me and my friend Alan as well. He's a builder as well. So two of us came together for the same reasons, that very hard to get good advice. And you can.
That's amazing because I'm intrigued at this. I was going to say cottage industry, a significant industry developing in this. There's a YouTube tiler called Tile Coach.
Yeah.
And a big part of his income now is he does online consultations. Yeah. You pay him £50 and you can literally FaceTime your bathroom to him and say, yeah, what should I do? And he'll walk you through the process.
Well, I'll do that with your whole house. And it just gives people the opportunity to talk through stuff and sort of segregate out what they actually want to do. And I can give them advice on what I think needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. Because it is tricky. And, you know, you could end up spending a lot of money in your home and not really increasing the value of your home or not really getting good value for that.
What are the biggest mistakes people make?
Yeah, look, it's hard to know. People always seem to think that they need bigger footprint. They always go, I need an extension, you know, and I'm going to convert the attic. And then when you get to the house, there's probably two or three rooms in the house that they're not using properly. So, you know, I always think, and again, on the TV show Home Rescue, that's what we do. We take the footprint of the house and we basically maximise it by clearing out the house, first of all, and then looking at the functionality of the house. So, you know, if we all were to be honest and look at our houses, there's definitely one junk room there in every single person's house. And then there's probably something that they're walking past, knowing that it's not functioning properly, but they just don't have the energy or the want or the will to sort it out. So I would say have a look at your existing footprint. See, is it actually working for you? See, are you maximising the current space that you have? And then, like, consider your upgrades. Any energy upgrade that you do to your home is a significant investment into your home. It's going to save you money and it's certainly going to just improve the living environment of your home.
What are we talking about at the minute in terms of costs? Because there was a period there a couple of years ago where materials costs were soaring like homesick angels. Yeah. Have they come back down again or is it still very expensive?
No, it's extremely expensive at the moment. You know, it was a very tricky period for the last 2 years for builders like myself, where you would have, I would have priced a job maybe 18 months or 2 years ago, fixed price contract, and I had to stick to those prices. Some people did give a little bit of an uplift, but it was very, very difficult. And a lot of builders of my size didn't have good years financially because of that. We're still in a very similar situation. Material costs, energy costs, just your, the general running of any business is through the roof, you know. Go and buy a coffee now and you'll see the same thing, you know. So that is in the construction industry, there's no doubt about it, but there is still value out there, and that's why you need to make sure that you're doing the right thing and spending your good money on doing the right aspect of your house, you know.
Text say, Pete is a top bloke. Did our conversion for us in our 10 years ago.
Thank you very much.
The mother's been on. No, the mother would have said Peter. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or 087-1400-106 if you want to get in touch. Now, what about the manner in which you hire your builder? Should you be doing any, should you get a contract written up by a lawyer? Should you be saying, well, I'm only going to pay you when it gets snagged out at the end? How do you protect yourself?
If you say to someone you're going to get a contract written up by a lawyer, you will not get any builder to come to your house. Now, look, there's contracts out there already. You know, the construction industry has developed massively, you know what I mean? It's not the shady business that people thought it was years ago. There's contracts in place already that are very easy and very simplistic now. They've been broken down. There's three or four different types of contracts you can have for the type of project that you have. If you want to get a builder to come to
your home, be the norm? If you're, let's say you're getting an attic conversion, should you expect that the person doing it will say, well, look, here's the contract that I use, or will they just say, I'll show up next Tuesday and I'll be done in a week?
It depends on the size of the project. Like, I mean, if you're going to start getting contractual over a small amount of work, you know what I mean, I think you're already in problems. But if you're spending a significant amount of money, anything over 100 grand or even close to it, I would be saying there should be some sort of a contract in place. You should definitely have a genuine, clear quote that, you know, absolutely states what the work has been priced for and what materials have been priced for. But if you go into any of the medium-sized projects at all, there should be some sort of a contract in place. But let's get away from the contracts. If you want to get a builder to come to your house, know what you want is a very good thing to start off with. I get phone calls, how are you doing? Listen, I was thinking about getting an attic conversion, but I might get an extension out the back garden as well. And you know what? I think I'll change the kitchen. Straight away, I'm going, this person really doesn't know what they want. So I would advise them to go to an interior designer or maybe an architect and get some advice off them, know what they want, have it thought through, have a good idea of what they actually want at the end. And then when they come to the builder's actually able to price something tangible, and they're able to then give you a price that, you know, you can work with them on, you know. The old thing of going and getting 7 or 8 prices is a, you know, that's gone out with the fairies as well, because if I hear again I'm pricing against 6 or 7 people, I'm just going, listen, I'm too busy as it is. I'm not wasting my time pricing that project for you know, to be something where I'm, you know, just stuck in the middle. Where if someone says to me, listen, you've come recommended and I'm going to get another price off another 1 or 2 people, and I'll like, you know, based off time, based off your price, based off the relationship, I'll decide who's going to go with it. Well, then you say, yeah, that's okay.
Final thing on that, Pete. What if you say, listen, can you show me photographs of other work or get references? The answer, go away, too busy.
Go to Pete the Builder on Instagram and you'll see all my stuff. But no, look, there's loads, like all that type of stuff. There's no problem at all. Like most construction companies have good websites. Absolutely get, you know, some references off them from like an architect or something like that, or previous work that they've done.
Brilliant. Home Rescue is back.
Home Rescue is back this Thursday, April 11th. New show, myself and Deco Man. Very exciting. Lots of drama, lots of makeovers. Make sure you tune in.
Look forward to it. That is Pete the Builder, otherwise known, of course, as Peter Finn, and Home Rescue back on the telly 11th of April.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.